You have met with many Israeli dignitaries. You have met with Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres. Can you tell us about that?
I've met with Prime Minister Peres several times, and actually, during the times that I have met with him, he's been Prime Minister, he's been Foreign Minister, and he's presently President. But the first time I met with him, going back before that, there was a well-known Israeli journalist within Oklahoma City to make a speech. I attended, and it was a woman, and visited with her afterwards, and I started corresponding with her. She said, the next time you're in Israel, please come and see me. So we were going to be in Israel. She invited me to have dinner at her house, along with Jasmine and Jasmine's sister Helen. The three of us went to her house. The only other dinner guest was Shimon Peres. I remember sitting next to him, and I asked Shimon Peres, have you ever visited Oklahoma? His response was the most statesman-like response I've ever heard. I remember it very distinctly. He said, yes, many times. Visiting America without visiting Oklahoma would be like visiting Israel without visiting Jerusalem. And then I said, well, the next time you come to Oklahoma, I would love to take you around the Oklahoma oil fields. He said, I would much prefer to see your agriculture. The next time that I was able to see him, the congressman from Oklahoma City was Mickey Edwards. Mickey Edwards was important to Israel because on the committee that decides on foreign aid, Mickey Edwards was the ranking Republican. And so Israel arranged for a trip for Mickey Edwards to come to Israel and invited Jasmine and I to accompany Mickey Edwards and his wife and also another couple from Oklahoma City. I had never met Mickey Edwards before. We were at the airport in Oklahoma City ready to fly out, going to Israel. We paid our own way, and the government of Israel paid for Congressman Edwards. A very VIP trip, visited all the historic places. We went to the Knesset, which is equivalent to our Congress, and met the leaders of both parties. We went to some secret bases, and then we met Shimon Peres in his office, and I can't remember if he was foreign minister or prime minister then, and we met Yitzhak Rabin in his office and met the main officials of Israel, and it was a very heady experience. Mickey Edwards at that time was not as appreciative of this free trip that he had as I thought he should have been. One of the places that he didn't want to go, or he was invited to go, but wasn't particularly anxious, was Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Memorial in Israel. They had made all these plans, and he said, no, he said, I'd rather visit some churches in Israel, he and his wife. And when we met with some of these other officials, he wasn't as friendly as I kind of thought he should have been. And so finally, Jasmine was upset with him for not being as friendly. And so one morning at breakfast, I was making a phone call, and Jasmine finally had kind of had it with Congressman Edwards and said, you know, you're getting everything free. It's a wonderful experience. And you have been grumpy, and you haven't been a very nice person.
Sorry, but I've got to say it as it was. I said, you're what is known as an ugly American, and I'm very disgusted with your behavior. And as long as you continue to behave like this, I'm going to disassociate myself from you. And he was very shocked. Nobody had ever spoken to him like this before. It was in the middle of the hotel, and everybody was listening, including the poor lady who was our leader and our guide.
She was an Israeli lady.
An Israeli, yes, and she was having a fit. She thought, I'd ruined everything, you know, that I was now making a big bridge between the United States and Israel, and it wasn't a good one. And she was throwing her hands up in the air and looking upwards. And I said, if you were my child, I'd turn you over my knee and I'd spank your rear end right in public. I said, because you really deserve a jolly good thrashing, and I've had it with you. And he turned off and he stormed away. His face was red. He was so angry. And he just walked away. So she said to me, what have you done? What have you done? I said, if he thinks over the words that I have just said to him, he'll realize just how ugly he has been. I said, we walk through these various countries and we behave so ugly. And I said, that's the impression we leave behind. And I said, unfortunately, there are wonderful, wonderful people in the United States, kind and gentle and helpful. And you get people who represent them like him. She was just shaking her head with absolute, she didn't know where to go. And do you know, that night, he had walked around all day, apparently on his own, and he came back and he said to me, you know, what you told me, he said, really was a rude awakening. He said, I didn't realize just how I'd behaved. And he said, I'm so very sorry. He said, I know I can't undo all the things that I've done, but I can go forward from here. It'd be better.
And then he went to the Holocaust Museum there, he was born Jewish. He had converted to Christianity, but he was born Jewish, and he signed the guest book with his Jewish name and went back, and he became Israel's biggest supporter in Congress, and I really attribute Jasmine's lecture to him.
I couldn't let him get away with that. It was just too much. I mean, I'd gone day after day seeing him be so arrogantly rude and ignorant of his own behavior and what it was reflecting on our government.
Yeah.
And I didn't want the government of Israel to think that everybody was like this. We have wonderful, wonderful people here, not only in high places, but in low places,
yep,
too.